It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by his side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks and his lips hurled a dollar bill from work on the curb. And the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can't chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist. She thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked. Thank you. side of town. At last the peaceful morning, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. Choice left but to swim.